The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Ireland's savings specialists. Rabodirect, the straight-talking savings bank. The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Ireland's savings specialists. Rabodirect, the straight-talking savings bank.
Hello there, and a very good morning to you. You're very welcome indeed to the programme this morning. Busy little week in our household, it has to be said. And it was very, very nice indeed to feel a kind of a wall of warmth coming at us. And I want to say thank you very much for all the kindness shown. By the way, it's not that this was a secret, it was just that it was private. But I'll tell you, from Vietnam, from Argentina, from Barbados, from Indonesia, from all over the gaff, we were getting very kind words, not to mention from here at home. So anyway, there's not a lot of privacy or secrecy around nowadays, folks, let me tell you. Anyway, we will move along and we will start with our headlines, and we will start with the Irish Times this morning. And they say, as their main story, leeway on Greek debt ahead of election. And that will be very, very, very interesting for us little chickens here, because presumably, if they get some kind of deal going, it should strengthen our hand, maybe, for a little more to come our direction. Anyway, we'll see. Labour links rabbit with Ciarán Comhairle post. I don't know how much of a story that is. Irish Examiner, U-turn on alcohol sponsors in sport, spineless, according to the former GAA chief, Mick Loftus, who's a long campaigner against the evils, essentially, of drink and the deaths and injuries and so on and so forth that can occur. But obviously, apparently, the view is that without that, there just wouldn't be the money to fund the sport. Elaine's father on this is the court case. He said in evidence that she said that architect refused to request to kill her. Ireland may face crisis election over EU ruling on Irish water viability. More of which anon. The Irish Independent, lovely picture of Miriam O'Callaghan on the front talking about her interview last week with Leo Varadkar. The main headline there was, and it's in quotes again, "I think I might be pregnant," Elaine told work colleagues. And the other story there, home prices up in almost every county. The Irish Daily Mail, "Dad texted Elaine, are you alive?" And every other paper has that story and that court case on their front page. And all you can say is that no matter what way you look at it or what is decided in court or anything else, it is just tragic, utterly tragic for all involved. Anyway, now let me tell you, we've a little treat coming up later in the programme, because Van Morrison will be playing at the Marquee in Cork in July. And guess what? We have tickets to give away. Now, the tickets go on sale on Friday the 30th of January, but we will do our lyrics throughout the programme. You know, three sets of lyrics. So watch out for that, because that should be a great gig, I would think. Now, just before I leave the papers, it's a huge amount of coverage in the papers this morning about the death of King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, right? And there's kind of a meal of murder going on the airwaves and in the papers across the water in England and Britain about the flags at half-mast and all that. But it's always interesting to see this morning the government press office confirmed that yesterday flags were flown here in Ireland at half-mast on some state buildings, Áras an Uachtaráin, government buildings, the Department of Foreign Affairs and the Department of Jobs, Enterprise and Innovation. Why they were chosen, don't ask me. Haven't a clue where we represented. That we have to get confirmation on that. Now, there's a bizarre quote in the paper today from Christine Lagarde. It is Christine Lagarde, unless I'm losing my marbles. There it is, IMF chief Christine Lagarde. And she's quoted as saying, in a very discreet way, he was a strong advocate of women. It was very gradual, appropriately so, probably, for the country. It certainly was very, very gradual indeed. I thought that was the most amazing thing that I... It was in the Irish Times today, and they say Christine Lagarde pays a rather incongruous tribute to the late King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia. However, I suppose when it comes to these things, people look out for their national interests and ISIS and friends in the Middle East and all that kind of thing. Now... Yesterday at the Irish Philanthropy Awards, I met a man called Jim Callery, who's doing a lot for his county, which in some ways has been left behind when it comes to a whole heap of things which he was talking about yesterday. He's the man behind Strokestown Park House and the National Famine Museum in County Roscommon. He was honoured by the Community Foundation of Ireland for all the work he's done in giving back to his own community. Jim Callery, good morning to you.
Good morning, Marion, and thank you very much indeed for having me on your programme.
Well, it's a pleasure, and congratulations again. You got the award and you received the award, and that was lovely. But you spoke after you were given your award very strongly about Roscommon and points west, I suppose, and where their future is or isn't.
Yes, well, Roscommon, I suppose, and a lot of other western areas, the farming communities, the farms are rather small to medium-sized. And we have, first of all, a major problem there where those farms can't support a husband and wife and family without having a job.
Yeah.
And in the area, there are no jobs. There is a multiplicity of causes why there are no jobs. And, I mean, young people who would inherit those farms, a lot of them are in Australia, in America, we know the story, or else working in Dublin. Now, if there could be any proper infrastructure put in, which, I mean, modern technology and the way of communications, which are essential for every business.
Yeah,
now.
You told me yesterday that in your own business, and you've been a very successful businessman, you have no broadband and you've no mobile phone coverage.
Well, the position there is that as far as going on internet, it may work or it may not work. And we have huge problems trying to communicate with Sweden. We have a lot of communications with the parent of Scania, which we represent. We are Westward Scania in Ireland,
yeah.
And we import the trucks through a very good network of our dealers and one of our own dealers, and we have to be continuously in communication. So the people that are there trying to do this often have to go to other places and drive to other distance. I mean, I was there just the day before, and I think I mentioned it to you. The girl who orders, Catherine McDermott, who was long there, and unflappable, she was in quite a state. And I said, "What's wrong, Catherine?" She said, "I'm here trying to get in orders," she said, "and I have to get them in within a time span or I miss the slots for manufacturing the trucks." And it's like painting a wall and waiting for the paint to dry on it. You might get through or you mightn't get through, or else you might have to just drive off into the distance. And that girl brought a lot of stuff home. She lives about 10 miles away over the Christmas period to try to deal with it. In Strokestown Park, the National Farm Museum, there is no mobile phone communications. You cannot use a phone, a mobile phone, in Strokestown Park or the National Farm Museum. Now, most people are faced with these problems. And how are we going to attempt to not bring in people, but try to keep the sort of people I'm talking about in the area that could work their bit of land and would have a job that would be reasonably local, and bring back some of the people who have gone in the recent few years who would be well able of running their farm and keeping a job. I mean, the position is impossible. It's what's going on here with the water in Roscommon is notorious. And we wouldn't have the huge problem of water pipes because a lot of those areas have been relatively recently been done. And I hear rumours, I think Roscommon County Council were trying to take back the water, or certainly the representatives, under their own charge. because when Roscommon County Council was dealing with that problem, we were never any more than a week, 2 weeks or 3 weeks maximum. Now I'm trying to think back how long in this total area we can't use the water. And better than that now, in the Elphin area now, a lot of it is closed down because there's lead in the water.
But between the venues at Strokestown Park House, you have between 30 and 60,000 visitors there per year, depending on a good year or bad year. What do you do for things like, you know, drinks for kids or cups of tea or all of that kind of thing?
When you go into Strokestown Park now, the first notice on the door is don't drink the water. That's what meets you at the door. And people now have to buy bottled water. All the water in the place, anything that's been used, has to be boiled. And we are hoping in February we're getting into bed with the Irish Heritage Trust, which is chief executive is Kevin Baird, and he's a very good guy, we hope, and their chairman is James Osborne. And we're hoping to much expand this through this cooperation.
Yeah, I think that people in more built-up areas sometimes don't realise just what a pain it is. I mean, I hear even if airlines are in difficulty or something, if you check your website or check this, check that, whereas it's just not possible for a lot of people to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, you've got that off your chest, Jim. And congratulations to you and your wife and your family who were all there yesterday. And bask in the glory a little bit, though I know you don't do these things for glory, as indeed Brendan O'Carroll said, he was another recipient yesterday. And thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Well, now, hopefully, just before I finish, the drift out of the rural areas, we are going to go back into again what you could call very large blocks of land, and the countryside, certainly where the land isn't too bad in Roscommon, will be denuded. There is nobody nearly under the age of 50, because the young people have gone away, who are farming in this area. And there is nobody who can fully rely for a livelihood on the size of the farms. Maybe we should let them all go and be planted and get into huge areas of land, but I think it's a crying shame that we wouldn't try to keep the structures, the remains of the structures that we have.
Okay, got that, Jim Callery. Thank you very, very much indeed. That's Jim Callery of Strokestown Park House, and with that, we'll take a break.
Podcast The Marion Finucane Show at rte.ie/radio.